Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health about influenza as we enter the peak season.
We spoke back in October at the beginning of the usual time when we see people get flu vaccines, but now we're seeing those influenza cases and deaths due to influenza-related issues. Mm-hmm. Can you share where we are as far as, you know, some of those state statistics?
Right. I follow those statistics very closely that the Iowa Department of Public Health issues every week. I know you do as well, and because it is news. And the Iowa Department of Public Health puts out every week a report, and I follow certain indicators. I think you follow often the similar ones, and deaths certainly is an indicator that flu season has arrived. We've had 3 deaths in Iowa from influenza, and so I would say yes, the flu season, we're heading into the peak time right now. Peak is usually February for Iowa, and we're starting to see those indicators rise.
And another indicator that we've talked about before concerns attendance in schools.
Yes, that's right. And in the last week report that came out from Iowa Department of Public Health, there were 24 schools with over 10% absenteeism. That is a lot of schools. Some in our region of the state, I think half of those numbers were in the western part of the state, but still, that is a lot of schools to be reporting that great absenteeism.
And that's a lot of school to miss if you had all those snow days and then you're ill on top
of it.
That's
right. Oh, that's right. And another indicator I watch are long-term care outbreaks. And we did have 2 long-term care outbreaks in the state. So that activity is increasing as well. There weren't any in our region, but close by. So yes, we watch that. And of course, as I mentioned before, another indicator, deaths in Iowa. We've had 3 deaths.
And with influenza active in the state, what are some steps people can take to prevent contracting or spreading illness?
Right. Well, it's still not too late to get a flu shot. Certainly people can still get a flu shot. It takes about 2 weeks to build immunity. So that would be the number one. But then, of course, the next really big message I want to press is that if people are ill, they should be staying home, not going out to social events or parties or even out in public to go to the grocery store. So staying home, containing those germs in your home, washing your hands a lot, good cough etiquette, covering your cough at home and washing your hands, and staying home.
And with all of this, have you heard of cases in Washington County?
We have. We've been hearing reports. We've been receiving reports in our office of people reporting to us that they have been diagnosed with influenza, and they tell us their symptoms. It certainly does sound like influenza. I just talked to a mom last week. She was out all week. She was ill for 5 days, and that certainly her doctor diagnosed her with influenza. We haven't been handed the lab confirmed case yet, which is always the gold standard for diagnosing influenza. But so we have not actually had a lab confirmed, but we have had many reports come into us at the health department about people reporting that they have influenza.
And what are some of those symptoms that people should keep an eye out for?
Right. Influenza usually starts really abruptly. So oftentimes a person will feel fine in the morning and 11 o'clock in the morning, they're ill. That's how, it's not like a cold. That's one differentiating symptom. Colds come on more gradually. A person might feel like they're catching a cold the night before and then more ill each day. Flu comes on abruptly. Fever, usually people have fevers with influenza and maybe not so much with a cold. Body aches, extreme fatigue, and they come on suddenly. Fever, runny nose possibly, but body aches and extreme fatigue.
And if you do present some of those symptoms, what should you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can certainly, if you're in certain high-risk groups, you it would be smart to reach out to your healthcare provider. Over 65, under 5 years old, even especially under 2 years old, or if you know you have a chronic condition or you're immune compromised because you're undergoing some treatment, then I would reach out to a healthcare provider and explain to them what the symptoms are. Most people stay at home and treat themselves with over-the-counter, and it does pass, and they're able to treat it at home with over-the-counter symptom relief. But if you have concerns, certainly call your provider. We don't recommend going directly to the emergency room. Sometimes you may not have flu, but you could catch it from somebody that is in the emergency room with influenza. So we don't really recommend reporting directly to the emergency room, but rather calling your healthcare provider first.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with nurse Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health talking about influenza. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.